With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Tuesday, December 22nd. And yep, time's a ticking. I feel like it's such a weird week that I don't even know why I keep saying time's ticking. Time's been ticking for a long time. It's like this crazy COVID pandemic, 10 months into this, maybe 4 or 5 months to go-ish. I just found out one of my neighbors who is a nurse was inoculated on the second day. He was walking around pretty happy, I presume. But we're all going to be inoculated soon, and then we're going to be safe, and then things are going to get back to normal. And I know we all cannot wait for that. In the meantime, if you have all this extra time on your hands and you are trying to figure out what to do with your financial life, we encourage you to contact us. Let us help you through the process. Send us an email. Ask Jill at JillOnMoney.com. Ask Jill at JillOnMoney.com. And if you would like to join us on the program, let us know that as well. That is what Tony did. Tony is on the line from Western New York. Tony, a Buffalo Bills fan, and congratulations, I hope, because as we record this, the Buffalo Bills are looking in decent shape. You feeling positive about your Bills?
Go Bills.
Go Bills. All right, tell me what's going on and how we can help you out.
I'm 45, soon to be 46. My wife is a few years younger, 44. We have two children. We are looking to build our quote-unquote dream home. The situation is we currently own our home. We are debt-free. We make about $125-ish. We put about 26% of our income towards retirement. That's Roth. We own our own business, so we participate in a simple IRA, and we're contributing to our children's 529 plans.
All right. That sounds good.
We are looking to build a home. When everything's all said and done, we're looking at about $525,000 with putting in down about $300,000. That includes the proceeds from the sale of our home. My wife's parents are generously giving us some money towards that home. So we're looking at probably a final mortgage of about $225,000.
Okay, wait, let me ask you one question. How much is your current home worth that's debt-free?
According to Zillow, it's like $279,000. If we got $250,000 out of it, I'd be more than happy.
And so her folks are going to shell out another $50,000 to help you out just to get you to that $300,000 down?
Probably more like $100,000.
I mean, why do you, I don't mean to be daft about this, but why do you need them to help you out? Because you've got, if you put $250,000 down and you finance the rest, you'd be fine. So what's driving you? I mean, I don't want to get into your family. I just always get nervous when there's like the in-laws are helping and then there's like a little string attached maybe. I don't know. Why get their help if you don't really, it doesn't seem like you need it.
We don't need help. They want to give us this. They realize that as they're older, that they don't have much time left. And this is something that we never asked for, solicited. They just said, this is what we want to do. We want to see you guys happy while we still have time here. Mm-hmm. If that doesn't sound too morbid.
Listen, how old are they?
Mid to late 70s.
Okay. And they got plenty of dough. They can totally do this, right?
Yes.
Okay. You mean you're debt free on this house and you're young. So I'm hearing between the story that you're telling this sort of underlying theme, which is Tony does not like mortgage debt. Is that correct?
That is correct.
What about your wife? How does she feel? Is she a little bit more reasonable, or am I going to have to fight with both of you?
You're going to have to fight with her. The home is our dream home. She's driving the dream. I would be just as happy living in our house the way it is, but I would like a new house, but I don't need a new house.
Okay. So obviously, it sounds to me like you can afford this. You're going to have a payment, but you're running the numbers. I guess I'm wondering if you shouldn't just get a 30-year fixed rate mortgage and you do it yourselves and then essentially have your in-laws, instead of putting money into the house, maybe we should just have them dump some money in the 529 plan so you don't have to worry about that. Have they ever considered that as a possibility?
They've already have done that on their own. So part of their estate planning, they've set aside money for the grandchildren and things like that. So they've already essentially given us the money. You know, we could do with it whatever we choose. It does not have to go to the home. They said it's ours to do with what we'd like to do.
Okay. How old are your kids?
Soon to be 10 and 7.
So between what you've put into the 529s and what your in-laws have set aside, do you think you'll have to add a lot more to the kitty to get college paid for, I guess?
With what I've read of what college could potentially cost, we could always add more.
Okay. Is your question like, why do I even have to have a mortgage?
My question is, should we do a 30 or a 15? My concern is I'm 46. I don't want to work, quote unquote, until I'm 76 to pay off this home.
You won't. I mean, look, I think 30 is better until you get the kids through college. And then all the money that you're going to throw towards college and all the money, you know, just give yourself flexibility. Here's my guess is that 10 years from now, when your oldest is, you know, in college and your little one is about to start college, you'll have a lot more information. You know, the first 10, 12 years of the mortgage is obviously the part that's interest heavy. You're probably screwed because you are a New York resident. And so you're probably getting your itemized deductions and you're getting capped. So that's not great. But I think the flexibility is a real key. And my guess is that, you know, you're not going to have a mortgage for 30 years. You're going to have 10 years where you have good flexibility. You can put some money into the 529 plan if you want to. You can maybe if you had, you know, you said you own your own business. So, you know, a good year, a bad year, you'll see how things go. You'll have a lot more information in 10 years. And frankly, probably at that time, you can crank it and just pay down the mortgage if you want later. Money is so cheap right now. It's just not a great decision to accelerate things just yet. And I think that even, look, tax law could change as well. So, you know, I would much rather have a flexible 10, 12 years ahead of me. Kids go to college, whole different ballgame, right? Now you're going to have a lot of free cash flow. You can always pay that thing down faster. As this is all going on, you're saving more money. So I think that a 30-year is really preferable. You know, let's talk. If things change, you know, and you have a huge windfall, look, if you stepped in it and all of a sudden you had like tons and tons and tons of cash flow, like the business is going nuts, and 6 years from now, you get back to me and you say, hey, guess what? Like, I'm done with this thing. Then fine, you can pay it off. But at least you have the flexibility to make that. All right.
My wife will be more than happy to hear this.
I know, right? All right. So good luck. Send us a picture of your dream house when it's built, or at least the, you know, the land is developed. And let us know if there's anything else we can do for you. Okay, Tony?
Jill, thank you so much. I love what you guys do there. Keep doing great things.
Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon. Keep us posted.
Thanks.
Okay, if you want to come on the air with us, just like Tony, if you've got a mortgage question, a refi question, a purchase question, anything that's real estate related, I'm very into this idea right now that 2021 is going to be the year of real estate in a huge way, even a different way than it was in 2020. Give us a shout. Our email address is askjill@jillonmoney.com, askjill@jillonmoney.com. As always, we remind you to please be careful, wash your hands, wear your masks, maintain your physical distancing, and do something for someone else today. It'll make you feel better, I promise. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.